the Mike O'Mara Show.
Food on a chain gang is scarce and not very nourishing.
Not at all.
The men get one hot meal a day, a bowl of steam.
Steam.
Brutal discipline is common under the hot sun. The men are not even permitted to faint without written permission.
That's exactly the way it is here at WJFK.
It sure is.
All right, I got a note. I might faint later.
We're going to play It's in the Bag here in just a second.
Uh-huh.
Find out the guys that do and guys that don't.
That's right.
Also, I'm looking at the attachments. And Buzz, I will give the manufacturers credit. This is a much better picture here, Robbie. Did you get a look at that?
That is
better. That is better.
That looks friendlier.
Much better picture of the Wii attachments for guys and gals who want to have a good time. And
hold it up again. The size seems off.
Size, at least, for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems a little tiny, doesn't it?
Must be the angle.
I hope.
I bet it's larger than that. I tell you, if it's a lot larger than that, then for the ladies, it's hello.
Good night, nurse.
That would just be fun, like, for a married couple to play in the same room.
Seems like that circle. Indeed, and that's one of the ideas. It seems like that circle ought to be adjustable, though.
Now, does Nintendo get to weigh in on these attachments?
Like, no.
They come out with a product.
Mm-hmm.
They fabricate something that's actually going to be used with the product that's of a sexual nature, and they'll do
There's
that.
There's millions of things for your iPod.
Dr. Scholes doesn't check with Tom McCann before he puts out insoles.
And there you go.
I've got an idea for the name of the company that builds it.
I guess?
Skintendo.
Beth-Ann.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Beth-Ann McBride.
Better than what they had.
Beth-Ann.
Send it along.
I will.
Come on in, Meredith.
Meredith.
Hi.
Meredith, just, you know, somewhere down the road, if we could perhaps get our hands on a Wii system, and you know, just not of course that we would be doing this, and it certainly wouldn't be anywhere near this studio on a Friday.
That's right, with a sales lady.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about I'd like to.
I know. I'm saying.
First of all, we should get a Wii in here anyway.
Yes. Before today is done, we should get a Wii.
And we should get a Wii that's under lock and key that we can play with in the other room, since I don't have the bags game.
Okay.
All right, we should do it that way.
That'd be great.
Speaking of bags.
I'll give you these pictures. You can take those.
And the attachments.
All right.
Hang on to those.
Let's get to it. Rob, do we have any kind of music for It's in the Bag? Here's the way this works. This, you know, even 3-3 doesn't necessarily matter. I thought about that with this this game.
Could be any combination.
We're just going to go through and see how many we can nail here, so to speak.
Yeah.
Now, the way this works is we want guys that use condoms and guys that don't, and we are playing with the honor system, but Buzz, Joe Ardinger is in the back, and he has made a note of whether these guys are users or idiots.
Only he knows.
And we're going to find out, and of course, as we always like to say, Katie, practice safe sex.
That's right.
That's right.
Always very important.
It's a good lesson.
I'm the father of two daughters. Of course I feel that way!
Okay, if you're sure.
God's sake. All right, let's go to the game. It's in the Bag. We're going to give guys a chance to play for Mike O'Mara Show t-shirts.
Yay.
Too. Let's do that. That'll keep it nice and simple. But you don't want to really reward. I don't want to reward too tremendously the non-users.
Really, Mike?
Because they're out there spreading their seed and disease.
The ones who should get prizes are me, you, and Buzz.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. But if you fool us, you
shame
know, that's
on
how
us.
It works. Yes.
Fool me once.
Fool me once, shame on you, and balloon hats.
Obviously balloon hats.
Let us go to Brad in Albuquerque. Brad and all the other guys. Now, listen up, Brad. It's very important. I left out one fact about this game, we're going to play this. The most important fact
is
on It's in the Bag. Mm-hmm. We can ask no questions that even approach your sex life.
Oh, so we can't ask if they wear condoms or not?
That wouldn't work, Rob.
Oh,
and we can't even ask about, you know, whether you're, you know, you have to be single. All the guys have to be single. And then we have to ask questions about anything but their sex lives.
Okay, gotcha.
And through that Socratic method, we will determine if they are users, if it's in the bag or it's not in the bag.
Okay, I understand.
All right? Brad from Albuquerque, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you today, Mike?
I couldn't be any better. Brad, you're from Albuquerque. May I ask what you do in Albuquerque, sir?
I am an inspector for construction sites concerning EPA compliance.
Sounds to me like a rather important job.
Responsible.
What type of education was required to do that?
Some classes that I took up in Denver, more like a seminar of classes and a lot of on-the-job training and studying, not an actual degree because here in New Mexico, currently, you don't actually have to be certified, but I did get certified through Colorado.
Have you no degree?
Not currently. I'm working on my architectural degree in my third year at the moment.
All right, okay. Hold on. I'm going to put you on hold for a second while we have another discussion here. Also, gentlemen, I think to be fair, no questions about their reproductive past.
Right. Well, that's fair also.
That sounds fair?
Yeah, that's because that
understood. Would be, I got 20 kids.
Yeah, no, we don't want to hear that.
I got 20 kids. I never do. All right, let's, meanwhile, back to Brad. Brad. Brad, do you have any brothers or sisters?
I don't have any full blood, but I do have one older brother and two stepbrothers. One older half-brother and two stepbrothers.
Little turmoil in the family?
My mom, she was married three times. Third time's a charm, though. She's been married for about 22 years now.
Wonderful.
That's good.
Okay, I think I've got enough information. I think I might be ready. If you guys have any other questions, this is unlimited. This is not a closed-ended interview process.
I think I have what I need with this guy.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Buzz, you have anything more for this guy?
I'd like to ask one more question.
You go right ahead.
When you sit down for a meal, what do you do with the napkin?
I lay it over, generally speaking, my left thigh.
Okay.
Oh,
very
I have good. A question since Buzz brought up meals.
Right.
What is your traditional family feast for Christmas? What do you cook
for Christmas?
Yeah, what's your main dish at Christmas?
I'm confused by that question.
You know what? My family doesn't do the traditional Christmas ham. We just go with turkey again.
Okay.
So.
All right.
That's all right. Very
a lot
good,
of people
Brad.
Do that.
Okay, let's move around the room. We'll start with you, Rob. We asked a number of questions for Brad, including your ridiculous Christmas dinner question.
It meant something to me.
I know. Hey, it's all about how you're going to figure out the answer. Right. What's your take on the
Brad?
Yes, is he a user or non-user?
100% guarantee he doesn't wear a condom.
Buzz Burbank, what do you think?
I'm going to have to disagree. Although he does practice his business without certification, he's good about napkins and he's official. I think he uses.
I'm going to go with Rob and say a non-user, which means two out of three.
Right.
We say you're a non-user. That means if you are a user of condoms, like Buzz says, you will win a prize. Brad, give us the answer. Is it in the bag or not in the bag?
Rob, Mike, you gentlemen are on point today.
Yeah.
I don't ever wear a raincoat when I'm dancing in the rain.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold.
Typical turkey eater.
that's why you get wet.
We're not going to reward Brad for his bad judgment, but we are going to have him to give him a T-shirt because we – no, actually, we
no,
got
he,
it right.
No T-shirt.
So
you
he doesn't t-shirt. Get it. Oh, I get to hang up on him. Hold on a second.
Mike, you and I get T-shirts.
And Brad, change your practices. No, there you go. There's the lecture. What?
Mike? Congratulations.
Yes, can we both get triple X large T-shirts?
That's excellent.
All right, let's move down the line. Should I go in order or should I take different people?
You can mix it up if you want.
I'm going to go down all the way down to Dunkirk, Maryland. Let's go to Matthew. How are you, Matthew?
Good. How are you doing?
Matthew from Dunkirk. What are you doing today?
I just got off work. I'm a DC firefighter.
You're a firefighter. Now, I think of firefighters as gentlemen that normally, I don't want to go into his sex life at all.
No, but
I
can't.
But you think of just the job of firefighter, especially up in New York City, guys that normally come in touch with a lot of women, in contact with an awful lot of women.
Oh, yeah, women love firefighters.
When I think of firefighters, I think of safety first.
Mm-hmm. Safety, very, very important. Matthew, how long have you been a firefighter?
5 years.
Years? Was this a family business that you went into? Your father and your brothers go into this?
My dad, his three brothers, some cousins, sister, mother-in-law.
Hmm. All right. And how old are you, Matt?
30.
You're 30 okay. years old. Rob, any questions for Matthew?
What are you wearing right now?
My fire department uniform.
Okay. Uh-huh. Very good.
All right. Matthew, do you ever wear shoes without socks?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I'm wearing shoes without socks right now.
All right. Fair enough.
Matthew, please to describe for me your ideal vacation. What would you say if you could get away at any time? What would be your ideal vacation?
Go down to Brazil. The beaches. I see the beaches are nice down there. There's a lot of women.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I've got my answer.
I think I have my answer.
Yes, I do.
I have one last question. It doesn't involve Christmas.
All right.
Christmas
dinner? Bananas on top.
Have you ever smoked anything other than tobacco? And if so, what is it?
No, I haven't smoked anything but tobacco.
Right.
Okay, but you do smoke tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while I do.
When you're drinking?
And Buzz, are you keeping track of those of us that were correct? Because Rob and I are 1-0 and you're 0-1.
I will.
I think that I just want to get a little reckoning at the end there. I'm ready to make my decision on Matthew here.
I am too.
I'm going to say, can I go first, Rob?
Yes.
Please.
I think that Matthew is a condom user and he was trying to talk like he wasn't by the Brazil answer. I think that's what he was going for. That's when I made my decision that he is a condom wearer.
You think he put that stupidity on?
I don't know. I'm not sure, but I'm saying I think he's a condom wearer.
I think I'm going to have to say no condom again, and I'll base it on this, because he says he still occasionally smokes tobacco, mm-hmm. which says to me that's when he's out drinking.
Uh-huh.
And if you're going to go out and drink and then smoke.
Uh-huh.
So you're saying the whole bad judgment thing?
Yeah, he's got lowered judgment and lowered expectations.
Okay, Robbie, no personal attacks,
no,
please.
Not at all.
And
no.
Buzz Burbank, what do you think? Matt is in the bag or not in the bag?
I see him as a man of danger, a man of risk, a risk taker, if you will. So I think he does not wear condoms.
Okay, that's two that say you right, do not, and I'm the lone holdout right. that says you do. Matthew, is it in the bag? Are you a condom user, or is it out of the bag? You are not a condom user.
I do use.
I do, yes, sir.
Oh, my God,
I am 2-0.
Good job, Mike.
But that's two guys that thought you didn't, so that means you get a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt, 100% cotton, and a salute to this business of show. Congratulations, Matt.
Thank you.
What brand condom do you use?
Trojan.
Yeah, and you know what? You're safe at work. You know, you help people, you save lives, and who knows, you're saving lives in the bedroom as well. Thank you very much. All right, let's, boy, I tell you, this is tough. Let's go to...
And yet sensitive.
Let's go to Alex in Falls Church, Virginia. Alex, how are you?
How you doing, guys?
Doing great.
I meant to ask, Mike, are we playing this game for her pleasure?
Of course we are.
Of course.
Yeah, that's the way it works. Alex from Falls Church, can I ask, what do you do, sir?
I'm a full-time student.
Okay, full-time student, young man. And how young a man are you, Alex?
22.
22, oh. Just starting out, your whole life in front of you.
Well, I've got a first question. You're a local D.C. guy. Where, what higher institution of learning or institution of higher learning, mm-hmm. where are you a student?
13th grade, George Mason University.
George Mason University, a fine institution.
Yes. Wow.
We've had many fine interns come to us from that place.
And a couple lackluster
and
ones.
And a couple of, was Andy a, was he a GMU guy?
We've had so many Andys.
I know. The Andy Rice one.
Andy Rice, and I think he was GMU.
Okay. All right, very
and
good.
And isn't it almost time for him to be hired again?
I think he should be coming back soon. We'd like to have him back here. All right, Alex, my question to you would be, how many brothers and sisters do you have?
None.
None. You're an only child?
Actually, I was the last attempt at a child. There was a previous complications before me.
Okay.
You were the last what?
Attempt.
Oh, the last attempt at a child. Oh, okay.
Right. Okay.
So you were not a surprise. You were a blessing.
Yes, exactly.
And mom and dad still with us?
Right.
Yes, they are.
They are? Okay, I'm all done with my interrogation.
Okay, what religion are you?
I guess you could say I'm a disillusioned Muslim.
Okay. A disillusioned Muslim?
Really?
Really? That doesn't sound... Alex doesn't sound like a Muslim name.
Exactly.
That's very, very interesting. But
well, Alex is my alternate.
American name.
Okay.
Well, then what's your real name?
Rob. Go easy. This is not Guantanamo.
No, it's exciting.
But I'm curious about that. Do you mind giving us your Muslim name?
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's Arash.
Arash. Okay.
Oh,
I think you might be disillusioned, but I also think of a very strong religious upbringing when I think of that. Mm-hmm. And
think along the lines of like Jesus Camp.
Jesus what?
Jesus Camp.
Jesus Camp. Yeah. All right, very good. Buzz, you got any questions for Alex here?
I do. I think I can guess the answer to this, but I haven't asked it yet, so I'm going to go with it anyway. Alex, are you the kind of guy that in the summer goes about without a shirt on?
In the summer?
Yeah.
Yeah, more often than not.
Very good.
I have a footwear question. What do you wear normally on a hot day like this on your feet?
Nothing.
Flip-flops? All right, flip-flops. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to weigh in.
I think we're ready.
Rob, do you have one more question for him? You can ask. It's open-ended.
How are you with your parents? Do you love your parents? Do you spend time with your parents?
Mother, yes. Father, not so much.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'm ready to go.
We're ready to vote.
All right.
All right.
Alex,
Buzz, you go first.
I'm going to say this time, I'm going to say no. It could have gone either way, but I'm pretty sure that's the answer I want to stick with.
I'm with Buzz Burbank. I say no way. I mean, if he's trying to dupe us, he's doing a really, really good job, you know, saying he's disillusioned and stuff. But it sounds to me, you know, not getting along with dad, if he's being honest with us, you know, he's wearing the flip-flops. A lot of those questions that I ask, I say he is foolishly not using a condom.
I agree. In triplicate, I agree. No condom.
This is the first unanimous decision. Mm-hmm. Alex, is it in the bag or not? In the bag. Are you a condom user or not?
I was completely honest with you guys, and I am a user.
You are a user.
Oh,
wow.
I believe it.
Oh, boy.
You stumped us.
That's a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt, 100% cotton, a salute to this business of show. I thought we'd be doing better than that.
What brand?
Durex.
Very good. Congratulations. And, you know, double congratulations for you, Alex.
I would have said chic.
Well, we had that whole discussion on Friday about lambskin and all that stuff.
Right.
Let's go to Bill in Virginia. Hi, Bill. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Greetings.
Greetings to you, sir. What can we do for you today? I know what we can do. We can interrogate you. All right. Are you ready?
Certainly.
All right, Bill. What do you do for a living?
Massage therapist.
I already have problems with Bill.
I saw a movie about you.
I'm questioning
much
Bill.
Much too early in the game.
Saw a movie about him on Cinemax.
Now, a massage therapist. Are you certified?
Yeah.
I would think, first of all, he's kind of speaking with that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Which means he might be duping us a little
bit.
He
sounds like Lyle the intern. Okay.
Certified. First of all, now I have to verify that he really is who he says he is. So that's what we have to get by before we continue this line of interrogation.
Can you give us your title, your job title again in one word instead of two? You are a what?
If he doesn't get this.
Yeah.
I am a lifestyle beneficiary.
You are lying.
Liar.
The word is masseuse, you moron, and you should know that if you're trying to pretend be a masseuse.
Masseur. Actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he would be a masseur. Yeah, and he would know that.
But it can also be masseuse. Well, there's a movie called The Masseuse.
Right, and she's a woman.
Oh, so it would be a woman?
Are you sure? And then masseur if it's a guy.
Is it masseur?
Yes.
It's not masseuse?
Meredith, can you bring in the dictionary?
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Damn it, Buzz.
I thought this would clear things up, not slow them
Buzz
down.
Buzz has definitely slowed us down. Right. But he should have known that.
Don't you think?
You're right. I'm not supposed to know what
exactly.
But it's masseuse, isn't it?
No, for a woman, yes.
Is, yeah, it's a difference the masculine, feminine gender.
Uh-huh. Now he's diving in. You might have been saved by Buzz Burbank. Let's see.
Or ruined.
I don't think it's exclusive to female to be masseuse.
We'll know in a moment.
I know that I've heard men referred to as masseuses before.
Oh, sometimes people use that term mistakenly, but people
Now you're troweling it out just
it really
a little bit.
It depends if they're European or
hold
American
on a second.
Content.
All right, guys.
All right, here we go.
Masseur, from the French, masseur, a man who practices massage and physiotherapy.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Masseuse, feminine of masseur.
That's right.
A woman who practices massage and physiotherapy. Buzz is absolutely right.
Oh, there okay. Well, Buzz knew it and
thank
you didn't,
Meredith.
Bill.
Thank you.
You should have known that,
Bill. Do you think that he's a masseur?
You know, if he's not certified, it's possible he's doing this and doesn't know what he's called. So anything's likely at this point.
Where'd you get your license?
I took my 300 hours outside. I did some work.
Okay,
but that's actually...
No! If you admit to lying, I will spare you a further inquisition.
All right, I'm not certified.
Yeah, lie, ass. Goodbye, nothing for you.
Sorry,
and I bet
that,
you don't
Bill.
Use them either.
That's
probably a stone cold guarantee.
I wish his dad did.
We have time for one more. You ready
yes,
for Tommy,
please.
Boys?
Tommy.
Let's get Tommy on there. Tommy, how are you?
Good, what's going on, guys?
Does everybody refer to you as Tommy?
I'm sorry?
Okay,
Tommy, can you hear me?
I have no further questions. I believe Tommy does not use condoms.
All right.
You guys can ask all the questions you want, but no. Tommy, hey, it's Tommy's coming. He's slow-witted Tommy.
I'm with you. I say he doesn't also.
Buzz right. says he doesn't wear them.
I can't stop this speeding train. Right. No condom for Tommy.
Tommy, are you a condom wearer or are you a non-condom wearer?
None.
Yeah, none.
We're right.
There
we got
him.
Tommy!
Yay Tommy, smarten up. Thanks so much for playing the game, but you don't win a thing. And we do have time for one more. Phil and Sterling. Phil?
Sterling.
Hey.
Phil, we haven't played with you yet, have we?
No, we have not.
Kidding, of course. All right, Phil, what do you do for a living, sir?
I'm the director of plan ops at an assisted living house.
Director of what?
Of what?
Plan ops. I'm in charge of maintenance and housekeeping and the laundry.
Oh, plant. Okay. Plant house.
Yeah.
Plant outs?
Plant house, the plant facility.
Plant operation.
I'm in charge of socks in the mouth house. There we are. All right, Phil, let me see. Phil, I'm going to ask the brothers and sisters question again. You got any brothers and sisters?
None full. I have six.
Okay,
six
obviously. I'm
going to
say no. I'm going to say he doesn't. That's my vote. Rob, you have any questions for Phil?
What's the most recent CD or album you bought, either in real life or on iTunes?
The most recent one would have to be, I have no idea.
Unbelievable. We got this is the great moron of the world.
One fast question. Phil, how many times a day do you brush your teeth?
Two. Okay.
And how old are you, Phil?
23.
23. I'm going to say, unfortunately, and I'm not happy about this, whenever we get this answer, mm-hmm. negatory. I don't think he uses.
I think that when he loses his virginity, he will use a condom. I say he's a condom user.
I say he's a condom user.
To say you do, mm-hmm. I say you don't. What's the answer, Phil? Is it in the bag or not in the bag?
It is out of the bag.
Out of the bag.
Mike, you're killing us.
That means a Mike O'Meara Show t-shirt. Smarten up, Phil. You're going to get a horrible disease and die.
You're going to die.
I'll put you on hold there, Phil. You fooled us. Well, that was our very first example of It's in the Bag, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice playing, Mike.
What was our track record? What was our score?
Well, you smoked us. You got 4 correct, whereas Rob and I were both tied at 2. Only one player stumped all 3 of us, and that was Alex from Falls Church.
You know, Rob, you do have one daughter, but I am the father of 2 who are grown, and I think really... this is enlightening me as to the quiz that I will give the young suitors that come to the house.
We've given you good questions.
These are good questions. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to play this game again sometime so we can all develop more questions to ask these people.
Do we have 10 seconds to do a quick role-playing exercise?
Yes, very good.
Hi, Mr. O'Meara. I'm dating your daughter.
Hello, Rob.
No, I'm going to do something. My name is Tommy.
Hello, Tommy. Tommy, I'd like you to leave.
Okay, bye.
Please leave the home.
Goodbye, Mr. O'Meara.
Yes. The light of the infrared sight on the gun will be able to show you down the pathway.
Oh, look, it's right on my car.
Thank you very much, Tommy. I like that. That was fun. Yeah, it's in the bag. Well. Our debut edition. Hope you enjoyed that. All right, we're going to talk billionaire nerd talk.
Cool.
Co-founder of Apple, great guy, and a guy that was on the reality show what's her, My Life on the D-List? Is that Kathy Griffin's show?
My Life on the D-List.
On the D-List, yes. Billionaire Steve Wozniak. He invented Apple, man.
Isn't that great?
That's pretty cool. We'll talk to him. More fun and more thrills coming up on the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.